You're listening to Vatican Radio.
This is Vatican Radio. I'm Crisul Thierry. The Kolkata Short Film Festival took place this past week. The 12th edition of the cultural event ran from the 13th to the 19th of December and featured dozens of entries, 104 to be precise, all screened during the course of the festival's week-long run under the sponsorship of the renowned Jesuit Chitrabani Center, the first media center in eastern India founded in 1970, which has been instrumental in training media professionals in both the technical and the ethical moral areas of contemporary communications. Non-competitive and open to all, the festival was held at Nandan, West Bengal Film Center, which was a joint sponsor of the event. Nandan is a government-sponsored film and cultural center in Kolkata, India, the primary purpose of which is to encourage and facilitate broad social appreciation for the cinematic media.
The seven-day festival showcases some of the best short films from across the country and abroad.
KSFF 2015's main organizer, Jesuit Father P.J. Joseph, spoke with me about the purpose of the festival, explaining that it is twofold: to provide a forum for young filmmakers to showcase their work and to highlight the storytelling power of the short format.
Chitravani, a Jesuit-run media center in Calcutta, and Nandan, the West Bengal government's media center, jointly organized the 12th edition of the Calcutta Short Film Festival from 13 to 19 December 2015 at Calcutta in Nandan. And here we have this year 104 films for this festival. Of these are films from across the country in India, in English, Hindi, Bengali, Tamil, Assamese, Punjabi, Arabic, and Oriya. Besides that, we have also films from Bangladesh and UK. And generally, there will be three shows daily at 2 p.m., 4 p.m., and 6 p.m. Each show has a screening duration of 1.5 hours. And 15 minutes for introducing the film directors. So 1 hour, 45 minutes in total. There are totally 19 screening sessions during the 7 days of the festival, with over 28 hours of films screened during the course. Over 600 people will view different short films daily. Entry to the festival is by invitation and free passes, which are available at both centers here in Calcutta. And the inauguration was done on 13th December 2015 by a well-known cine artist and filmmaker, Paramvrata Chattopadhyay, and our own film scholar, Father Gaston Roberge, who incidentally was the founder director of Chitravani.
This is very much a, it's not a competition, it's a celebration of the art of cinema.
Yes, it is basically to celebrate what we are and we want to be, in terms of, rather, in short films. Let me tell you this one. When we started this film festival in 2004, hardly any short film festival was existing here, at least in this city. So our basic aim was to experiment and also to break certain myths. It's like the short films are just documentaries or just annual reports of institutions, etc. That was a kind of a common thing people had, and that they thought that they lack creativity and excellence, these films. And also there is a unwritten or kind of understanding that worthwhile stories cannot be told in a short time. We need at least an hour and a half to say a good story. We say, well, it is not required. And therefore, when we started, the idea was to provide a forum for screening short films, especially for newcomers, and also to create this awareness of excellent short films that are existing at that point of time. That was 12 years ago. And along with that, to encourage youngsters to produce short films. And beyond that was also an idea to help start a directory and archive of short films. And I am happy to say, as of now, we have over 1,300 films in our archives, these short films, produced by people from every walk of life.
Could I keep you just for another minute to tell me a little bit maybe about Chitrabani?
Yes, sure. Chitrabani is a Bengali name. Chitra means images. Bani means word. It was a word used by our poet, Rabindranath Tagore, to mean communication. And it was started in 1970 by a Jesuit media scholar, Father Gaston Roberge. And the purpose was to educate people in media, in the usability of it, and how to appreciate, because basically we started with the films, and then now spread out to every other areas, including the new media, social media, that we are at the moment busy with. We have the second biggest media library in terms of media books and other materials in the country, in India.
That was Jesuit Father P.J. Joseph speaking with me about the Kolkata Short Film Festival's 2015 iteration, recently concluded in Kolkata. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.